Welcome to a Loom Minute, brought to you by This is Perimenopause and Loom Women's Health Clinic. Bringing a fresh approach to women's health, Loom's state-of-the-art Toronto clinic offers personalized, in-person care for the midlife woman. In these bite-sized episodes, we're teaming up with Loom's medical team to help you make sense of perimenopause, one question at a time. Our goal? To give you reliable, bite-sized information that fits your busy life.
Today's question for Dr. Amy Lewis-Bayless is, which supplements are best for me to prioritize and for what?
I'm going to discuss a few supplements with you, but my caveat to this is twofold. One is we have to remember that the supplement is a billion-dollar industry, that supplements are a billion-dollar industry, and that most supplements overpromise on what they can do. Number two is that supplements are not regulated or tested in the same regards as other Health Canada approved medications. And so we often don't know if what is being delivered in a supplement is actually in fact true. And there's multiple studies that have questioned validity of what's on supplement labels. However, there are a few supplements that I recommend, but this is usually in the context of being able to test the level in the blood and then being able to test that there's been improvement because a supplement was taken. So for example, vitamin D. Vitamin D is a nutrient that is very, very hard for you to get from sun exposure if you live in North America or from your diet. And most women are vitamin D deficient. So I think it's, you know, most women need to be on a vitamin D supplement, and most women require somewhere around 800 to 1,000 international units of vitamin D a day. So there are a couple of brands that have performed better than others. However, the best way to know whether or not the vitamin D you're consuming is working is you can have your vitamin D level tested. Now, you have to pay for this in Ontario, but I do think it's worth assuming that you're vitamin D deficient, starting a vitamin D supplement, and then having your vitamin D levels checked once you've started a supplement to make sure that what you're taking is adequate, because then you know how much you can should maybe go up or go down, or I can make an educated guess with your healthcare provider.
Thanks for joining us for today's Loom Minute. For more information, follow This is Perimenopause and check out Loom Women's Health Clinic. There's a link in the show notes. This information is not intended as medical advice. The intent of this information is to provide listeners with knowledge to support more efficient and effective communication with their medical providers.